In this presentation, we will see how we can reconstruct magnetic resonance velocimetry signals and infer unknown flow-related quantities using optimal control theory and the adjoint state of the flow. This work was done by me, Alexandros Kounoutzianis on the left, and supervised by Matthew Juniper on the right. We would also like to thank Luca Magri for his valuable comments and inputs. Magnetic resonance velocimetry is an experimental technique that can measure time-varying or 4D velocity fields in a non-intrusive way, and is widely used in medical imaging to study cardiovascular flows or anomalies in the circulatory system. To achieve reasonable scanning times or to accelerate the signal acquisition, the signal is subsampled, and there is a lot of research effort to design efficient and fast sampling patterns. Since the signal is subsampled, a reconstruction method is needed in order to obtain acceptable images for a flow of interest or to perform a medical examination. So what we do is to design algorithms to reconstruct MRV signals, and at the same time we infer hidden quantities of the flow, such as the flow boundaries, the boundary conditions, the viscosity, and the body forces. These methods have the potential to drastically decrease MRV signal acquisition times, provide high-quality images, and assist in patient-specific cardiovascular modeling. To formulate the inverse problem, we introduce the concept of the theoretical twin for a given MRV experiment, which is nothing more than a physical model corresponding to the experimental setup. So we assume that the flow is described by the incompressible Navier-Stokes equations and that the fluid is Newtonian. To numerically solve this problem, we use an immersed finite element method. This is essentially a meshless method, since no effort is put into creating a conforming grid. The grid is simply Cartesian. We have chosen the immersed finite element method because it is a convenient and natural approach for problems with moving boundaries, and implemented the method in a prototype Python code using only the standard numerical and scientific Python libraries. This is NumPy and SciPy. So, as you can see, there are many unknowns or uncertain model parameters, depending on, of course, on the fluid flow problem. The main question is how we infer these parameters. It turns out that inferring these parameters and reconstructing the MRV signal are one and the same problem. This is because we see that these parameters are the degrees of freedom that we have to constrain in order to match the model with the MRV data. So we find these hidden parameters by minimizing the discrepancy between the velocity fields given by the model and the experiment. In order to do that, we use optimal control theory and the adjoint state of the model, which gives us the sensitivity of the model with respect to the free parameters. As this inverse problem is ill-posed, we also add regularization terms that take advantage of a priori assumptions or statistical information, and this approach often resembles a Gaussian process in function spaces. To demonstrate the algorithms in this presentation, we will study the reduced problems of Poiseuille flow and Stokes flow. We start with Poiseuille flow, which is governed by a Poisson boundary value problem. For this problem, there are two main unknowns: the geometry of the boundaries and the body forces. To infer these parameters, we minimize a weighted discrepancy between the model, U, and the MRV data, U star. Regularization terms are needed to penalize non-physical boundary shapes or body force fields and to increase the convergence rate of the method. We now focus on the problem of shape inference in the case of developed Poiseuille flow. That is, we find the most likely shape of the boundary, which minimizes the discrepancy between the model and the MRV experiment. We first create an artificial MRV signal by solving the Poisson problem in a star domain, while also adding additive white Gaussian noise. To demonstrate the robustness of the algorithm, we start with a bad initial guess for the geometry. This is a randomly located disk, shown on the left of the figure. This shape is topologically equivalent to the star domain, but we could also handle topological changes since the movement of the boundary is handled by a level set method. So then we launch the algorithm and we compare the reconstructed shape, that is the purple line, with the ground truth, the yellow line. We observe that the method successfully reconstructs the star shape, but that there is some discrepancy between the reconstruction and the ground truth, particularly near the lower left tip of the star domain. This is because the error of the domain geometry around this region induces a very small error on the velocity magnitude. This is why the shape inference algorithm is rather insensitive to this error, since, after all, we infer the shape from the velocity field. Still, for this problem, we have observed superior results comparing to standard image segmentation algorithms. In contrast to the case of developed Poisson flow, undeveloped Poisson flow involves a non-constant body force field. So, to properly reconstruct this signal, we also need to infer the unknown body forces. In this case, we work with a real MRV signal for which no ground truth about the shape of the boundary is available. Again, we provide bad initial guesses for the shape of the boundary and the body force field, and observe that the algorithm manages to reconstruct the MRV signal in about 40 iterations. An important thing to note here is that we recover the shape of the boundary, which also respects the boundary conditions of the boundary value problem. We contrast this to image segmentation algorithms, which cannot guarantee that such a condition is satisfied. We now move to study the reduced problem of Stokes flow, which in general involves three unknown parameters: the shape of the boundary, the body forces, and the inlet boundary condition. Again, to infer these parameters, we minimize a weighted discrepancy between the model U and the MRV data U star, and add regularization terms to penalize non-physical minimizers and accelerate the convergence rate. We test the algorithm for Stokes flow in a curved channel, where we consider only the shape of the boundary as the unknown parameter. In about 21 iterations, we obtain the reconstructed solution, having started from a channel flow with flat boundaries. We tackle again the same problem, but for a slightly more complicated geometry, one that could resemble a blood vessel. In this case, we provide an initial guess, which looks very similar to the ground truth, but includes a geometric error. In particular, the channel has a contraction before the outlet. In practice, this geometric error can be introduced during the process of image segmentation when one tries to identify the boundaries of the flow. So here we demonstrate that these errors can be corrected by the algorithm, and in fact we saw how to infer the boundaries that are consistent with the measured velocity fields. Now we revisit the case of the curved channel flow, but we also treat the inlet pressure boundary condition as an unknown. The algorithm manages to reconstruct the signal in 32 iterations. And here we can see the convergence history of the pressure boundary condition and the shape of the boundary, where we denote the ground truth of the pressure boundary condition by a dashed line and the ground truth of the shape of the boundary with a yellow line. To conclude this presentation, we also include an example of how the algorithm can be used to increase the resolution or denoise an image of a porous media flow. So in this case, we have an original image of an MRV signal where the flow is coming out of the page and for which we use the Poisson problem with no slip boundary conditions on the wall as the theoretical twin of this MRV experiment. Again, the advantages here over other image denoising algorithms is that the filtering of the signal takes into account the boundary conditions and the smoothness properties of the physical problem. So, to summarize, we have developed algorithms that I like to call theoretical twins of the MRV experiment to reconstruct signals and infer hidden flow-related quantities. We did that for the reduced problems of Poisson and Stokes flow to test the methods before moving to the Navier-Stokes problem. So, we showed that we can infer the velocity fields, the shape of the boundaries, the boundary condition and the body forces, and we have observed that the method is superior to standard image processing algorithms for denoising. This is because the filtering process respects certain physical laws, like conservation of momentum and continuity, and the appropriate boundary conditions. So we are looking forward to extend these algorithms to the periodic 3D Navier-Stokes problem, since we are interested in practical applications for cardiovascular flows. We are also currently in the process of designing experiments in collaboration with the Magnetic Resonance Research Center in Cambridge University to test the algorithms in practice.